Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We're very excited to be joined by the Honorable Mayor of Grafton, Illinois. Mike Morrow is joining us today. Mike, how are you? Mike, are you there? Hey, there you are.
Yeah, Mike, how are you? I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We really appreciate you being flexible with us. Thank you very much for making time. Sue was telling me all about everything that's going on with Grafton, with the National Memorial of Military Ascent, and what you guys have going on out there. I want to talk to you about that, but I got to tell you, one of the things that my kids will always remember as part of their childhood, every time we went apple picking, of course, I'm a St. Charles guy. So right. How do you escape St. Charles? You go to Grafton and you ride the ferry. How's the ferry doing these days?
The ferry's doing fantastic. It's operation again. And as you know, we operated only during the tourist season, basically started last week, and it'll run all the way through into November. And what we're doing, though, is we want to have that ferry run 365 days a year, 16 hours a day. So to that end, in 2023, we received a $250,000 grant from IDOT.
Wow.
And IDOT wanted us, well, initially it was a smaller grant because we were just wanting to study to operate the Grafton Ferry. Well, they increased it to $250,000 because ferries are so to this region essential, because we've got the Grafton Ferry, you've got the Brussels Ferry, and then you've got the Golden Eagle Ferry. So yeah. We did a regional ferry study. And that regional ferry study out came from that over a year of study. We had a group come in out of Seattle. And following that IDOT-funded ferry vehicle assessment, in the summer and fall of 23, the ferry task force consisted of a bi-state committee, including Grafton, St. Charles, and Calhoun County. And we have identified the need to operate the Grafton Ferry year-round 16 hours a day.
Wow. So when is that supposed to start? Or have you gotten approval for that?
We're working through that, because what we're doing, that's just the recommendation that came out. And the benefits of that are obvious, but it's going to be year-round ferry service, greatly would benefit the bi-state region by enhancing state and city incomes from tourism and providing time and dollar savings for commuters, not just in Illinois, but also in Missouri. This is a bi-state task force that we have put together. And we've come up with a plan, and that plan is moving forward as we speak.
You know, what's great about that is most of the ferries that I'm reading about, not just here, but kind of around the country, they're falling away. They're not finding ways to be economically feasible anymore. So I'm really excited that yours is going well.
Well, I've got to tip my hat to IDOT, you know, because IDOT, there's a ferry in Cave Run, Illinois, and also Missouri, the same thing with MoDOT, where they're supplementing operational costs for those privately owned ferries.
Ah.
What we have here in Calhoun in County, we have a privately owned, the Grafton Ferry is privately owned by the Calhoun Ferry Company. The problem they've got is that they cannot access federal funds. So in order to do that, you have to have a partnership with a governmental agency. There are steps in Grafton and also the Port District of that we're part of. And so what that we're looking at is that the Calhoun Ferry Company will sell the ferry and the barge to the city of Grafton. We already own both of the landing sites on Missouri and in Illinois. And then we would seek additional operational funds. And we, there's a long formula we went for, as far as cars and everything else. But what makes it work is that seeking operational funds from the state of Missouri and also from the state of Illinois, IDOT and MoDOT, in the tune of about $160,000 from each of them in the year one, running down to zero in year five. That helps us get started. And then the ferry will be running after, you know, that, but it'll be going the whole time. So we're working through that, and we're excited about that. And we are now at the point where we're starting to, we've just got a hold of our state rep, C.D. Davidsmeyer, and we're looking on the Missouri side. The St. Charles is working that, and we're looking for the funding. And but IDOT and MoDOT have been very helpful with us.
Hey, Mike, how many people take the ferry on a daily basis? I'm sure you've done a study about that.
We've got a study. I've got all the figures down here on that. And most of the ones, though, that when you're looking at are we don't do commuters on the Grafton Ferry because we don't run a schedule for commuters. We only go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
But you're talking about 500 to 600 cars a day coming across. So, and if we expanded that out, we ran the studies, and we did this team that came in from Seattle. They took a survey of the entire region, people riding the ferries, you know, handing out cards, going to the QR codes and doing the study, and found out that there is a grave need to help those people commute. I mean, when you're coming across, Mike, to do your apple picking, instead of driving all the way around, you're going to take the ferry.
It's a lot more fun.
It is a lot more fun.
It makes the adventure so much better. Yeah.
Calhoun Ferry Company does a fantastic job of operating the ferry, and everybody loves it. And our businesses and tourism, we depend on that ferry. You can talk to the businesses in town. On a good weekend, we get 20,000 cars a day coming through Grafton.
Wow.
So it's a lot, and a lot of those are coming across on the river.
Well, you know, we have a St. Charles County Port Authority, and I'm wondering if there's a way that we may be able to help work that through. So
we're already working with them, Mike Hurlburt and the crew over there in St. Charles, the mayor and everybody. We are in sync, and everyone has agreed to this plan. That's why we're now turning to the legislation piece of it and moving forward.
Well, I want to turn from your, I guess I started to say change your hat, but I guess it's add a hat. So you have your mayoral hat, so put your colonel hat on, retired colonel, Army colonel.
All right.
Tell me a little bit about the event that is coming up on Monday, May 12th, because this just sounds amazing.
Well, it is amazing. And as you know, we're putting the National Memorial Military Ascent, 12 life-size bronze statues. Five of those will be climbing the cliffs, six down below in support positions, replicating the climb that the 2nd Ranger Battalion took on the opening morning of D-Day on Omaha Beach. 225 Rangers climbed those cliffs under heavy German fire to take out the guns, and 77 were killed in action, and 152 of them were wounded.
Wow.
I mean, this is beyond comprehension these days, and it was key. It was key to the entire D-Day landings, because if they wouldn't have done that, they were almost at the point of canceling D-Day because of all the casualties on Omaha Beach. And if they wouldn't have taken that out, that might have tipped the hat. So this is what we're going to be honoring in the form of the memorial, and we are excited to say that the first statue is coming from North Carolina Bronze in North Carolina, our foundry, and it will arrive here this week coming up, and we'll have the grand unveiling on the 12th of May, Monday, at 1 o'clock at the Visitor Center.
Wow.
I just wanted to tell Mike Elam, Mike Morrow, about the actual cliff itself. So it's one of those bluffs. Picture yourself driving into Grafton from Missouri, and it's one, and those, the height of that, Mike said, is really almost exactly what it was
at
on
Omaha
the beach.
And
that's what gave him the idea of having this memorial this way. Mike Morrow, it's been quite a process to get these statues done. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and if you go on our webpage, thegraftonmemorial.org, you can look and under programs, and you can watch them pouring the first statue, going through the process. But what we had to do was last June, the foundry came out here on D-Day, and we had a big celebration and everything out at the visitor center. And we had the 2nd Ranger Battalion of St. Louis, which is a reenactment group, and they reenact Point du Hoc. So we've linked up with these gentlemen and ladies, and they are helping us to pull this together. They are partners with us. And what they did was we got young men, in some cases active duty soldiers that came as far away as Seattle to come here to participate. And they dressed them in World War II gear. They took the pose of the soldier that they were going to be replicating, for example, climbing or shooting or whatever. And the foundry personnel came out with a digital scanner, and they digitally scanned those models.
Wow.
So that gear. They took that scans, took them back, and it took about 2 hours per model, and they would go back, then they put it through the computers. They send it out to Portland, Oregon, where there they put it through a 3D printer.
Ah, 3D printers.
3D printers, and they did out sections and sent those castings back to North Carolina. And from there, they cast the pieces, put them together. And this week, the first statue, which is the Radio Man, which replicates the Native American code talkers on Omaha Beach, yeah, and their service to our country, is going to be here. And they're putting the patina on it and everything. It's going to ship this next week, I believe on the 6th, and we get it in place and everything at the visitor center, and we will have the grand unveiling on that Monday.
Are you actually going to mount some of these in the side of the hill?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There'll be 5 of them that will be actually mounted into the cliff. The Tarleton Corporation of St. Louis, Mike Jones, is our project engineer. Jamie Henderson of Henderson Associates in Edwardsville, Illinois, is the architect. And we've got SMS engineers in St. Louis have done all the LIDAR surveys, the topographical surveys. These statues weigh about 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And what they'll do is you'll have one that's going to be up there. For example, they'll be on the cliff. We'll have steel ropes coming down. But they will have about maybe 2-foot, 3-foot rods coming out of their hands that they'll drill a hole. And that was what will hold them in with some type of glue. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but we're going to be doing pull tests here shortly on the rock itself to make sure that, you know, how deep we need to plant them and everything. So it's moving. And this first one will be one that's going to be a base position. So the Radio Man was cast in a kneeling position, and he's talking on the radio, and we actually have a World War II radio that they use. All the gear is World War II authenticated by the 2nd Ranger Battalion, and it's just fantastic. So what else we're excited about is that on the 12th of May, we've got the National Commander of the American Legion, the new National Commander, his staff, the State Commander of Illinois and his staff coming to the unveiling, and they will be doing the unveiling of that statue.
The unveiling will be Monday, May 12th. It will be at 1 o'clock. And
1
if
o'clock.
You would like to go to the Grafton Visitor Center, you can watch.
And you can find out.
You've got to park at Raging Rivers, and we got a shuttle coming because we don't have that much room. We
well,
expect a large
point.
Crowd.
Okay.
But if you want to learn more about this, you can go to graftonmemorial.org. You've got a great website here. It's
Thank
got some pictures. It's got the About Us that's on there. You could see what he's talking about with the first pour of that that's actually on the website. Mike, I got to know real quick before I let you go. Yeah. Where did this idea come from?
Lynn and I have been to Omaha Beach 3 times when I retired, and I was honored to give a speech on Omaha Beach on D-Day.
Wow.
And in uniform to a Bedford Association group. And when we were back in 2019 after the 75th, we were driving by the cliffs, and I said, oh, look, Point du Hoc. And she goes, and she says, oh, you know what? And we talked, and then when I became mayor, the city council appointed a commission, and the commission, we worked through all the options, and we came up with this to support it. And we put a 501c3 together with, we've got, you know, the board of directors. So all of your donations are charitable deductions, and you get a deduction for that. And we are over $3.5 million right now that we've got raised, and we need another almost $3 million to get this finished. So we're saying, help us get over the top and help us get to the end.
Well, that's an amazing project. And I noticed you also have a fundraiser at the American Legion. I know it's a ways off at June 6th, but that will be
that's
here before you know
correct.
It.
That's going to be on D-Day. It's going to be on June the 6th, 2025. It's from 5:30 to 9:30. We're going to have dinner. We're giving away a $1,000 naming opportunity for your name to get on our memorial wall.
Wow.
And what we've got are founding sponsors. If you want to be a founding sponsor, $1,000, get your name on the wall or your loved one's name or your father's name, grandfather, whoever you want. We're only going to take 5,000 of those names, and they will be wrapped around the bottom of the memorial itself. And then from that, walking down to the Trail of Valor to the museum is going to be another wall of sustaining members. And so that's one of the things we have in place to help us sustain this. But your name, your father's name, whoever's name, forever.
That sounds like an amazing way to pay tribute, especially if you had a World War II vet in your family or just a vet in your family. That sounds like an amazing way to honor your family's service.
Yes.
Well, and there'll also be information on them in the computer inside our museum, too.
Mike, I appreciate you taking the time. This just sounds like an amazing project that's going on. It's Monday, May 12th is the day that's going to happen all over at Grafton. Go on to graftonmemorial.org to learn more information. And I love the fact of talking about that ferry running 365. Man, that...
Well, we're working hard on it, and, you know... Keep us in your thoughts and prayers.
We're going to try to make sure that both sides of the river can actually work together. I don't know if Missouri and Illinois work that well on too many things, but this is one I think we can all get behind and try to make thing work. You know, at East-West Gateway Council of Governments, we work together on all the transportation funding that comes in, so maybe we can find a special project to be able to way to get there.
That would be great.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your service to the country. We appreciate your service to Grafton and to the area, and we appreciate you taking some time. And it's always nice to have Sue's relatives on the radio.
Oh, and I love Sue's picks for the music. Sue, you're doing a great job.
Thank you for that, Mike.
She is.
I totally appreciate
it's
that.
It's 70s flashback day, man. So we're
great.
Having a good one. Mike Murrow, we appreciate you taking the time, and good luck with everything going on in Grafton. Sounds like it's a place we should be headed after the rain stops this weekend.
You got it, Mike. Thank you.